Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's going on? What's going on, people? We back for another week. This is Ryan Hodge. Level up. We out here. Hey, listen. Hope everybody had a good week since last week, like I like to say. Hope everybody's been productive, found a new talent, or picked up an old talent and manifested it into something you back at. All that good stuff. Hope you learned something. Hope you treated somebody properly with respect. Hopefully that respect came back to you. So again, all things positive we talking about here. That's how we do it, Level Up with Ryan Hodge. So dig, last week we talked about avoiding exploitation. And I just want to touch back on that real quick. I just think it's just necessary. One of the things is, as the week went by, I was just thinking about how people are further exploited. And just looking at the prison system, man. The prison system especially. So obviously, we know how we get set up sometimes to get locked up. Police are putting things in place to trap us, like we talked about with that bait truck in Chicago. But I don't want to go too far on that, but I want to think about and just mention the exploitation that takes place once you're in the prison system. All right, so you get in the prison system. Let's say you're lucky enough to find a job, and you might be the dude making some furniture or something like that for a company that's outside the prison system. Hey, you might work for that prison system company for $1 a day, making furniture, like we just using that as an example. Making furniture, making $1 a day, not very much, but you know, you're willing to take it because you're in the prison, need some ends coming in, so you go ahead and take the job for $1 a day. It does what it does, cool. You pay your debt to society, as they call it, or as they say, and you're released, get out on parole, or you maxed out, did all your time, you hit the streets, bet, cool. Take this job. You're looking for a job, looking through the internet or whatever, and you find a job that's actually with the same company that you worked for when you were in the prison system. So let's say it's Bill's Furniture is the name of the manufacturer. Let's say Bill's Furniture Manufacturing Company. So you thinking, shucks, man, I've been working for them for the last 3 years, making their furniture, got pretty adept at it. So you think, hey, you're shooing for the job. So what do? You put the application in, hit up Bill's Furniture Manufacturing Company, drop the application on the bang. Feeling real good about yourself because you already know, you know exactly what to do. Don't even have to be trained. You probably been doing it long enough to train somebody else. So cool. Feeling real optimistic about some things. Bet. What happens? You put the application in. You hear back from the joker or whatever. The application might even say, have you ever been convicted of a felony? You don't want to lie. So you say, yes, I have been. Cool. Information comes back. You hear from the people or whatever. They tell you that they're going to have to choose another candidate for the job. And the reason is because of your felony status. You know, they're just going to go the other way. Now, here's the exploitation piece. You just worked for this company for years behind the wall for $1 a day. And now when it's time to pay you $15 an hour, $20 an hour, whatever it may be, now your services are not useful to this company. So again, it's exploitation at its finest right there. They got you behind the wall. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Your options are very limited. So they treat you accordingly. They're using you. And then when you get out and you have more options, they don't want your services. They want the services of somebody that they can exploit and pay $1 a day. Modern day slavery. It's been going on for a long time now. So, hey, man, all of the fellas that has happened to, keep your head up. And anybody you can touch back on, tell them to stay out of the prison system. If you see somebody doing wrong, if you see somebody that's headed down the path that you were headed down, listen, try to save them because you could save that person from being exploited too. So again, that's just the last piece on the exploitation. We might touch back on it. Got some other information out there people want to spit on. So we may do that. Maybe we won't. But that's for next time. So listen, we're going to take a break. But before we do, we're coming back with today's episode. We got another good one for everybody out there. We're going to just be talking about being better people, really. That's all we're talking about, being better people. And we're going to strategize some ways to how to do that. How can we be better people out here? So as always, we're going to be back in a minute. Take this break. And this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. See y'all in a minute. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We're back. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Like I said before the break, we're going to talk about just being better people. It's something that we definitely need to get on. We need to turn the societal woes around, just strategize. How can we be better out here? I'm going to start this episode with a quote from a movie of mine, one of my favorites. It's a hood movie, but it's entitled New Jack City. And one of the quotes that I'm going to pull from it is when Nino Brown is he's one of the characters in the movie, and he's up on the roof with his boy, G-Money. And up on the roof, they're going back and forth about some drama that they had. And even throughout the movie, they actually say, am I my brother's keeper? In one of the scenes where everything was going well, they said, am I my brother's keeper? And the whole team, they chanted back, yes, I am. Then later on in the movie, like I said, about this roof situation, Nino Brown, that's the character's name, and up on the roof with G-Money. Now it was a tumultuous time for the team, and they were under investigation, a lot of negative things going on. And while they're up on the roof, G-Money says to Nino, he says, am I my brother's keeper? Nino Brown says, yes, I am, after he paused for a minute. And he actually ended up shooting G-Money, and he got shot him dead on the roof. So now, here's what I want to talk about. I want to just touch on that, those two pieces. Am I my brother's keeper? And the yes, I am. They used to say things like, we all we got. So they used to say a lot of catchphrases that we actually need to hone in on. Now, again, this is some drug dealer movie, so not really honing in on the drug aspect of it. But even just those phrases, man, they mean a lot. And we could actually take those and learn a lot from them. So Nino Brown ended up killing the cat, G-Money, on the roof. And G-Money actually had picked up a drug habit, started using the crack pipe. So when they're on the roof and G-Money's like, am I my brother's keeper? And the cat Nino was like, yes, I am. And he, like I said, he killed G-Money. Well, in a sense, he was trying to save G-Money, as crazy as this thing seems, trying to save G-Money from a world of living as a crack addict. So he felt in his mind he was taking care of his brother. Like I said, that's just the way it was. But either way, sometimes hard decisions are made, and I'm not saying to kill anybody, but I'm just telling you, in his mind, that's what he had going on. I'm not advocating for that at all. Even though a lot of societies back in the day, if you were the weakest link, they actually wouldn't mess with you. They get you out of here because you bring down everybody else. And that's essentially what Nino was getting at with the taking out G-Money, because from him being negligent and at that point real vulnerable with that drug addiction, he could be responsible for tearing everybody down. Now, again, we're going to talk about it in the neighborhood sense, because that's what we do here. So what are we talking about, man? We're talking about being better people. I talked about the New Jack City thing real quick. Now, I want to take a second. I was in a classroom a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to take a second to tell a story. Everybody knows I like anecdotes to bring about what we're talking about for today's episode. So I was in the classroom last week before, and just checking out some of the students as I do, trying to get in their head, see what they're thinking about. So I'm moseying around the room, looked over my shoulder. I noticed the classroom door was open still. So as I'm walking over to the classroom door to close it, just something in my head just had me turn around abruptly. Nothing, wasn't a noise, just something in my head said, turn around. And true story, when I turned around, one of the young fellas who was in the room, he was sitting at his desk and he had a red cell phone in his hand. And when I turned around abruptly, he was pointing the cell phone at me and he was cocking it and like pulling it, like shaking it as if he was cocked the gun and pulled the trigger and was, you know, letting off a few rounds. So, of course, when I turned around, I was immediately taken aback by it. And I just paused for a second. And I said, my man, are we good? And he was like, what do you mean? I said, well, I turned around and you got your cell phone as this a makeshift gun and you act like you're shooting me. So I was like, are we good? And he said, yeah, we good. I was just doing that. So this is one of the things that in that moment made me decide to let's have an episode on it, because he really thought in his head he was just doing it. I didn't know this kid, so he couldn't have had any animosity towards me. So he really wasn't in his mind saying, I want to harm this guy. But something inside of him just had him acting out with this gun. Well, it wasn't a gun, like I said, it was a cell phone. And he just was portraying himself as shooting the gun, and he was shooting me in the back. Now, we need to look at what's going on with that picture. Why would a kid randomly just be sitting at his desk and have a cell phone and just be pointing it and faking like he's shooting at somebody? And before we even touch that, what we can say is this. We know the cell phone, and if he does that in the streets, that could lead to his demise. If he's somewhere and he's in the streets and he's pointing a cell phone at a car riding past and they think it's a gun, they could easily open up and shoot him down, and then we'll find out on the backslide that it was a cell phone. Also, hey, you never know. He might do that to a police officer. Pull it out, be playing with it, pointing it around like it's a gun, and end up getting shot. We've seen Tamir Rice happen to him. So we know these things are extremely dangerous and can be very detrimental to our lives, our physical well-being, even mental well-being. So that's why I'm talking about it today. So we need to be better people. So I want to just pause for a second. And just like I said, we're going to talk about what in the world was going on with this young brother that he was just sitting there and playing with a cell phone as if it was a gun. So after a little bit longer, I asked him a couple of what his favorite song was, a couple of questions I asked him. So we had a couple favorite songs, a couple favorite artists. And in that moment is when I start finding out possibly where this behavior came from. Because a couple of the songs he mentioned were some, I don't want to use any names of these artists because I don't want to put them out there like that, but definitely some music that you wouldn't want a 12-year-old listening to. And I've come across their videos from social media, not that I've looked them up myself, but definitely clips on different social media sites where you can see who the artist is and you can see the things they post and doing their videos, all of the activity. So a lot of drug use, a lot of pointing fake guns or even using their fingers to look like guns, and they're all just bouncing around in the video. So the artist that he said was one of his favorites was exactly one of those type of cats who does those things I just mentioned in his videos. So it just hit me how dangerous music is. Not that I didn't know already, but it just was extremely pointed that the kid is sitting in class. He wasn't listening to any music at all. He was just sitting at his desk, no music playing, no headphones, nothing going on. But the sound of the music was in his head, and it was in his head enough to where it made him take his cell phone out and mimic what he had seen in those videos and what he had been listening to. So music, as we all know, can be extremely impactful to our daily emotions, even our thoughts and all that good stuff. So how can we be better people? This young boy right here, he needs to keep himself safe. We need to watch the music that we're listening to, especially we need to watch the music that we're listening to, even as adults. But we definitely need to watch the music we're listening to as it pertains to when we're with our kids. If we're in the car with the kids, it's just certain things that we can't do. We can't listen to music talking about shooting up something. I got the stick, the gat, the block, the glock, whatever we talking about. All those types of songs, they may not mean much to us as adults because maybe our brains aren't as impressionable as they used to be. So we just look at it as simple entertainment. But for a kid, it may not be simple entertainment because they start looking at this stuff as being real. And then they start acting like those people in those videos, which is leading to the decline of the caliber of people we're talking about. So just one piece on how we can get better out here. In my opinion, especially for this youth, because the youth are the ones that they're getting extremely violent, disrespectful, don't really care about much when it in regards to what's fruitful and it's going to help them out. So listen, the music is controlling their thoughts, their movements, their opinions. So we gotta get back to wholesome music. Or like I said, even if we don't get back to wholesome music, we at least got to protect the kids from this type of music, because there's no way in the world that this kid was like a 12-year-old. He was in seventh grade. But even you're talking about 5-year-olds even know this crazy music that's sending their brains down a certain path that their brain shouldn't be going down at any point in their life, but especially at a young age. So again, we got to watch this music and keep them away from anything that's going to send them down that path. Like I said a second ago, man, we all know what music does to a mood. And I'm going to give you some proof of what I'm talking about right now. So I spent a lot of time in the clubs, college days, post-college days, pretty much partied all over this world, we'll say. So been at the club plenty of nights. Now, what I can say is this. I'm an R&B cat, love R&B music, love to dance to it. Two-step or whatever dances, you know, you can do to R&B music. But like I said, real good time, real jovial times, fun at the club. What I can say is this, out of all of the times I've ever been to the club, I've never been to a club and a fight has broken out during R&B music. So what I'm saying is DJs play different sets of music, of course, and they have an R&B set. They may run R&B most of the night. I've never been at a club and somebody start fighting to an Ashanti song. It's just never happened while I was there, and I've been clubbing for a long time. So where am I going with this? Now, on the flip, and this is just to bring light to how music can affect one's mood and why we need to protect our kids and ourselves and the stuff we put in our brains. So now let's flip it. Now, I've been to the club a bunch of times where I'm at a club and a certain song like a Knuck If You Buck. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people know what that is. And you Knuck If You Buck is a bust your head. It's a head buster song. And people start bouncing around, acting wild, getting real tough, getting real revved up. And before you know it, you got seven dudes over there revved up, seven dudes over that side revved up, a couple females in the middle of this thing amped up. And before you know it, pushing's going on and it's all good at first. And then somebody doesn't like the way they get pushed. And before you know it, those 14, 20 people are in the club fighting. Bone Crushers, Never Scared, all those, a lot of different songs. Like I said, I don't want to just be naming songs, but a lot of songs out here that we know control emotions, evoke emotions, negative emotions especially, that can get us into a lot of trouble. So I just wanted to use that as a point to say, be careful with this music, because if it's affecting grown-ups or 20-year-olds with brains that are somewhat formed, you can just imagine what it's doing to a kid brain. So again, the kid brain will mess around and start thinking that that's real and not just a song for entertainment that they're just trying to make money off of. So that's all I want to say about that. Keep that to yourself and don't let those kids listen to that type of music. And along those same lines, we also need to make sure we watch, like I said, the images that these kids are coming across. We can't just let them watch any type of movie. And it doesn't even have to be a gangster flick that they shouldn't be watching. But even a movie that has a lot of sexual references, even a movie that has a lot of cursing and stuff like that, because if you're sitting there watching a movie with a kid that has sex and cursing and stuff in it, you're creating what the norm is for your relationship with the kid in the house. So you, even those sorts of things, the images, all that sort of stuff, we need to shy away from it. And they really shouldn't be exposed to that sort of thing, because again, they sitting in this classrooms doing all this madness, like I said, pointing cell phones at teachers. And what's sad about it is they don't even know why they're doing it, and really unconscious about the fact that they are doing it. They have no clue. They think it's normal, or like I said, just don't know they're doing it at all. But listen, we're going to take a quick break like we do on the show. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're going to be back in a minute, y'all. What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? We back again. We're here to talk some more about just being better people. So that's what we're rapping about today, and we're going to keep the thing going. So got another problem going on out here that we need to get resolved. It's this whole thing about where people can't say anything to other people. It's to the tune where everybody wants to mind their business, and it's really plaguing our community. We talked about neighborhood protection before, but it just came back up. So the reason I'm saying it came back up is there was a situation the other day when a woman was on a train in Philadelphia. So not necessarily in the neighborhood, but she's on the train minding her business, like, you know, people just trying to get their daily commute on. And what ends up happening is she actually was sexually assaulted on the train. Now, it wasn't. She was sexually assaulted on the train, and it was just her and the other person who assaulted her. It actually was a train full of people. Yeah, people who were on the train watching the sexual assault take place, and guess what they did? No, they didn't jump in to help, because if they did, I wouldn't be talking about it. They actually pulled out their cell phones and just videotaped the whole thing. Nobody jumped in to help the lady. A train with people on it really just sat and watched and recorded it. Nobody was the good Samaritan to help out. So again, we just got to be better people. And part of that is going to be, we got to get our financial situation straight. We got to get our brains back. We got to get a sense of morality back, some sort of code of ethics that we got to live by. We can't live on this, in this notion of, it's not my business. This is just whatever goes down. If it's not on me, it's not my bid to take care of. So we definitely can't live like that. We got to get a all hands on approach to stop the things that are going on out here, because people are prevalent and present during all sorts of times of the night when things are going on. The cops aren't always there. And especially we're talking about somebody on the train getting raped. We got to be better than this as a society. So how can we be better, man? We got to report these things. We got to be willing to say, hey, if I report this, or if I jump into this action and I get hurt, hey, you got to be willing to say that's what it is, because you're not just saying that that person is the victim who you don't know. We got to look at this thing a whole lot deeper than just I'm a mind my business, because it's much deeper than us. You're actually protecting the people. You're protecting yourself, and you're potentially protecting your children. Now, just imagine in the case right here with this guy who was assaulting this lady on the train. Just imagine if they end up catching the dude. So that's a good thing. I mean, he's at least in custody. But just imagine this guy gets away, and now he's just roaming through different neighborhoods with the mindset of, hey, I could rape somebody again in broad daylight or in public, and nobody's going to say anything. Now you have a serial rapist running around in your neighborhood. And then when it happens to you, you're going to want justice. When it happens to your loved one, you're going to want justice. So with all of the things, especially that the African-American communities have stacked against them, you would think that we get out our own way. So we just got to be better people, man. We got to do a lot of soul searching. We got to get out the gutter, the things that we surround ourselves with. We got to leave those things alone and get the things that are more promising. Read more, study more, eat better. All of these things ultimately just play a part in the whole bigger picture about being better people. So it's not really just about watching somebody getting raped on the train and stopping them. It's full circle. We're trying to be better out here. In the case of this lady right here, you know, the village failed her. Not that she knew those people on the train, but the village, the community, the train community, the train village, they failed her. Because what's going on in society that this guy thought that he could assault this lady in public and nobody would say something? Right, that right there is very telling about the way society is and the way people see it. People know that there's going to be a lot of mind in your own business. So I could do almost anything. And people just say, hey, well, he didn't do it to me, so it's not on me. I'm not the cops. But that's the wrong way of thinking, because ultimately we're all going to be harmed by somebody doing the things they're doing in the neighborhood. And that's not what we're looking for. So we got to be better people, man. And in my opinion, this situation with the lady on the train in Philly, it's really no different than as if it was a little kid being kidnapped. If you saw a little kid being kidnapped in the street, I hope that society is not in a place where they'll just let the kid be kidnapped. Most cases, we protect the children, and somebody would want to take down a license plate, follow the car, and do everything in their power to keep the kid from being kidnapped. We have to have the same diligence, even when it's an adult, even when it's an adult that we don't know. Doesn't matter who it is. We got to have the same diligence. Another thing, like I said, I'm talking about being better people, man. So we know that in a lot of neighborhoods, they lack resources. Maybe some of the fathers, moms, whatever, may not be in the house. So one way to be a better person is to just volunteer in your community, man. If there's a rec center, a YMCA, where you could help out with some after school program, homework or something. Hey, if you got a minute, I mean, you got an extra hour in your day, hey, slide down to this community center, be a big brother to somebody, or be a big sister to somebody, because ultimately they may need you to be the one to show them how to be a better person. So they may not see it in whatever circle they're in. So that may be where you come in at. You could be that guiding light for that person. Again, we're talking about being better people, y'all. What else, man? Simple stuff. If you want to be a better person and help somebody else be a better person, real simple stuff. Be honest and trustworthy. And this is real important. I saw a video on social media yesterday, and in the video was a bunch of cats in the, looked like, I guess the hood, we'll call it. But either way, they were jumping up and down in the camera bragging about stealing some rapper's chain. Apparently they snatched it from him, robbed him for it or whatever it may be. But they robbed this man of his property. So that right there, we need to be better people. So be honest and trustworthy. Follow the rules and the laws, man. I mean, these things right here, if we do these things, some of these simple things, we can start to expunge the bigger problems, because the bigger problems start from the small problems getting bigger. So again, let's just do it like that, y'all. Real simple stuff. Volunteer in your neighborhood, big brother sort of stuff. Each one teach one. Show a kid the right way and not the wrong way. Be honest and trustworthy. Follow some rules and laws in your neighborhood. And not just your neighborhood, really anywhere. Just do the right thing wherever you're at. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to step aside. And we're going to come back again and just chop it up some more about being better people. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Be back. We're back again. We're talking about being responsible, being better people. So before we went to break, I was just talking about some cats in the neighborhood that robbed a rapper for his chain, and we're just glorifying the dirty deed that they have done. So we just strategize on how to be better. Listen, one of the other things I want to say to that piece is, you know, you really shouldn't want something that somebody else has that you're taking from that person. And we got to get back to instilling hard work. Or even smart work. You don't got to work hard, but smart work, honest work, saving your bread so that way you can get those things that you want for yourself and not have to take from somebody else. And what happens is a lot of kids in these neighborhoods are watching the older cats pull licks, as they call them, licks, jukses, you know what I'm saying? Basically robbing people, doing kick doors, running up in people's houses, taking their belongings. And once the kids see that sort of stuff, you've just established a norm for that kid. This is what we do to get money in this neighborhood and this culture. So again, we got to be upright, upstanding, show these cats the right way. Because if you're not a good person, the people watching you, it's likely that they're not going to be a good person either. And that's not what we're looking for. At least I hope not anyway. And a major component for me about being a better person comes down to respect. Got to have respect for yourself. Got to have respect for your moms, your father, mothers, you know, women, just people anywhere, just respect for everything. And another thing, just to go along with that stolen chain piece, got to have respect for other people's property. You can't be out here just thinking you're going to run wild, take other people's stuff, and nothing's going to happen to you. What's happening is that you're setting yourself up for something real, real bad to happen to you. So again, respect for other people's property is one way to be a good person out here. Be compassionate. And if you have a specialty, if you have some knowledge or some advice that you could give to somebody, that's another way to help somebody become a better person. I got an example. So there's a question that was like, if you had a friend who bought a car and the car note was $800 a month. So a lot of people, that's a lot of money. So So anyway, so some people are like, well, if they want an $800 car note, that's on them. So who cares? It ain't my car. It ain't my $800. So now my take on it was a little bit different. The way I came from it was like this. If the person who's getting an $800 car note is going to be in financial ruin because of the $800 car note, I would instruct the person to not get the car. They can't afford it. And there's a difference between being able to afford something and buy something. If you buy something, you might be able to buy it and just have it. But if you can afford something, it's no negative consequence. So you're able to attain it and still maintain the things that you were doing before you bought whatever the said item is. So a lot of people get confused in the two. But back to the whole thing. If I see somebody moving sideways and I could offer them some advice that may help them steer the ship on the right side of the street, we'll call it. Guess what? I'm going to tell them what it is. So here's what we got. We got other people saying that, hey, that's not their business, but it is your business. If you can help somebody be better with their money, make more sensible decisions, that's the compassion piece I'm speaking to. So if you want to help somebody be better than they were yesterday and even long term, guess what? Tell them the right thing. Don't just say, hey, do what you do. That's your money. Handle it the way you want to handle it. It's bad advice. Also, just think of, like I said, the piece where the person can't really afford that $800 car note. So if they can't afford the $800 car note, but they were able to get the loan and they got the car. We know these banks will give you a loan if they can get some bread off you. So they get the car note, cool. But now there's a financial strain on the family. So now you have kids that are part of that family that has a financial strain. So now the kids are struggling financially. They don't have resources to do the things they need, maybe educationally, to get ahead. Before you know it, they're lagging behind in school. Now you're lagging behind in school, no money. Before you know it, you're going to be trying to break into somebody's car. And that may be your car that they're breaking into. And then that same kid that's breaking into your car is the same kid that's going to be locked up. And then, as you can hear what I'm saying, the cycle just perpetuates itself. It just keeps repeating and repeating. So it's really not as simple as that's not my business. No, community is our business. Anybody we come in contact with actually is our business, because if I'm on the train with you and you're having a bad day because you don't have any money, well, you may potentially affect my day. If I live in a good neighborhood and I got my paper up and it's another cat that's two neighborhoods over with no money, well, they're going to come to my neighborhood looking for money. So even to serve your better interest, it's just in your best interest to help people become better people. So can't just let that go and let somebody fall down a slippery slope and bust their head at the bottom of it. Something else just popped into my head that's going on like right now. There was a story. It's a movie made. Payton Full's name of the movie. And it's like the true story of a cat named Alpo. I won't get to his full name like that, but named Alpo in the streets. And he was pretty much a pretty big drug dealer back in the day. Went to jail, did some time. But before he went to jail, he told on some people to get some of his time cut. And he was a real shiesty cat. He, put in some work in the streets and bodied like his best friend at the time. You know, some stuff like that. Some normal street activity. Now, the crazy thing is he just got murdered yesterday, as a matter of fact. He got bodied. So who knows who did it? A lot of people say maybe somebody who he ratted out did it. Nobody really knows just yet. But here's what I want to talk about. We need to be better people, because there's a lot of people who aren't even connected to the story at all. They didn't see this. They didn't know this guy. He never did anything to them. And just because of some street code, a lot of people are happy that this man got killed. Like I said, we need to be better people. We shouldn't be gaining pleasure from the death of somebody, especially at the hands of a hail of bullets. We just got to be better, man. It just doesn't make sense that we want to see somebody harmed like that. And that person is not the person who physically did something to ourselves or somebody we love. You know, you can call it street justice if you want. If he murdered somebody's family member, I could understand why that family member would want to do him harm. But as far as the other people in the street, why would you want to see somebody killed who did nothing to you? Again, we just got to be better people. We have to be more empathetic about situations. You have to put yourself in the shoes of that joker's parent. If that was your kid, would you want somebody to come along and shoot your kid up seven times in the car or whatever? Would you want your son to be bodied on the street as if he's some sort of rag doll or something. In most cases, of course, even if your kid was the one who murdered somebody or turned snitch in the street, you still wouldn't want your kid to go out like that. So it's got to be, like I said, better people and put ourselves in other people's shoes and not be so willing to support the drama. And when I say support the drama, I mean people really support the drama. There's a lot of people in the streets that advocated for him to be killed because he was a snitch and they just didn't like the way he was moving. So that's one way people support the drama, because the same thing that make you laugh, make you cry. A lot of people were mad that he killed people, and now it's just people want him to be killed for killing people. So no one's really right in that. They're both really just wrong. And another thing about supporting the drama, or even his lifestyle, because we're talking about being better people. A lot of the Alpo Martinez, a lot of the people in these podcast worlds, they actually wanted to interview this guy. So, and they didn't want to interview him because they just didn't want to hear his story. No, a lot of people were intrigued by his story and they wanted to know exactly what was going on in his mindset. And they were enamored by this cat. So they actually were having him. They wanted him coming on podcasts and talk. So again, we're talking about people glorifying this behavior, this sort of thing. And when you got a bunch of kids watching and hearing that he's in high demand for being on podcasts and basically being hood famous, here's what you're going to have. You're going to breed another generation of kids who want to live up to be exactly what that is. Unfortunately, in a lot of these neighborhoods, the most respected cat is not the 70-year-old dude who always been a pillar of the community. It's actually the dude who's done the most harm to the community that people fear and respect the most. We got to put the priorities back in place, let these kids see what's really real, who's really for them, who's not, who's really helping the community and who's not. We all know kids are highly impressionable and can't really think that much for themselves at a young age. So when they see somebody in the neighborhood driving a fancy car, they're automatically drawn to them. So it's got to be people in the neighborhood that's saying, nah, that's not what you want. And hopefully being a financial situation to show the cat the other direction, because sometimes that money calls them. So again, you got to be a better person. Even like I said, it all goes back to your bread. You got to be better with your money too, because that may help steer a bunch of kids away from the streets too. That's what we're trying to do. With that being said, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in a minute. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Once again, it's all good, people. Thanks for coming back for the break. We back again. We still here. So we're talking about being better people, handling our biz properly. So last piece right here. How can we be better people? Listen, we got to stay away from drugs. Drugs, man. Drugs are hurting communities left and right. They're breaking up families. Depending on how you look at it, if somebody's selling the drugs, they're going to jail. Somebody's using the drugs, they're going to go to jail, rehab. Either way, if they don't go to jail or rehab, they're going to just be a fiend forever. And then if they have children, their kids are going to become products of the state, may end up in a group home, may end up on the streets, may end up in the streets in the sense of selling drugs to support themselves and being exploited by somebody in the streets who know that they can get free labor or cheap labor from a joker. Never know, man. And then the cycle repeats itself again. So the drug use is important, man. We got to make sure we stay away from it. And not only just from the usage standpoint, a lot of crimes. There's a relationship between crime and drugs. So we know people going to jail for using the drugs. We know people are going to jail for selling the drugs. But then a lot of crimes, violent crimes, are committed while people are actually high on the drugs as well. So the way drugs are decimating our communities is just full circle. Again, we're talking about kids messed up, parents messed up, jails filled with people in jail. And then even just from a crime standpoint, a lot of violent crimes are committed by people who are high. They get even liquor as well, but definitely drugs. They get high on these drugs and it numbs them to some degree. And they just go out and they do whatever they're going to do because it lessens the impact of what they're doing. So again, we're trying to be better people. If you stay away from the drugs, like I said, get active in your community, try to mentor somebody, see if you can save somebody's life, give them some good advice. Keep yourself well informed about what's going on in your community. Be vigilant about the things that's happening is another way to be a good citizen. We need to get back to the village, raising the kids. Everybody should play a hand in keeping the community safe. And if you just do that piece right there, if we, from a village standpoint, we keep our community safe, that'll play a part of helping keeping the youth safe and playing to the bigger part, talking about the village raising the kid. Even if it's indirectly, it still plays a part in building them up. And we can all see that society is becoming more and more violent, because every time you turn on the TV, there's always a report of some madness going on in several different places at the same time. And even without looking at the news or whatever they have plastered on social media, you can just stand back and take a drive downtown in your area. Listen, you're seeing everything boarded up. There's security systems. There's gates. Now, there was a time back in the day when people just had, when they had a business, they just locked the door. It wasn't all these measures of security that's taken down, but they're necessary, because now people are willing to come into your spot and take what they didn't earn. So you want to be a better person, teach these kids work ethic, explain to them that when they put in that work and achieve those goals from the work they put in, how accomplished they'll feel and be ready to take on another challenge and have a feeling that out here in this world, there's nothing they can't accomplish just through hard work and putting their mind to it. But listen, I'm going to end it right there, yo. We're talking about being a better person, being better people. Like I said, here's what we got to do. Got to work with these kids, work with ourselves, be better citizens, be responsible, compassionate. If you have advice to give somebody else, drop it on them. Don't hold it for yourself. Help everybody around you come up if you can, because it's going to help them. It's going to help you. It's going to help the community. And it's going to help everybody be a better person and be better people all around. So that's what I got to say, y'all. We could be better out here. We just got to do it. Stick to it. It's not going to be easy, but we can. All right, y'all. You know what that music means. That means it's almost over. It's time. We about to shut this thing down. Hey, I appreciate everybody for tuning in today. Like I said, we're just trying to be better people out here, strategize some things. Hey, listen, if you want to come on the show and you got some insight, hit me up. We can get it going. All positivity. We identifying a problem, and then we come in with solutions for everybody. Just practical stuff. Don't got to be a millionaire to get this stuff done. Everybody, we got to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting us all together. I want to thank myself for coming on the show today. Also, I want you to check that website, RyanHodgeBooks.com. You'll be able to check out my novels, you know what I'm saying, and learn something, read something good. But that's it, yo. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, this has been Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Until next time, later.